Des O'Keefe is joining us now from the Australian Jockeys Association. It indeed is going to be a very sad afternoon out of Tamworth, with the funeral being held for Jonesy, Darren Arthur Jones, who tragically lost his life in that Warriander fall on April 8. Des, hello to you. And as I say, it will be an extremely sad day out of Tamworth today.
There's no doubt about that, Andrew, and no doubt it'll be extremely well attended as well from so many of the racing community in that area and elsewhere.
Des, how important is the Australian Jockeys Association in helping the family, Sheridan, the kids, all the family? What have you been doing just to tell our listeners that may not know what the Jockeys Association does on a national basis?
Andrew, I think it's really very much a case of feet on the ground, and without, specifically regarding Darren and Sheridan's situation, it's very important in a critical incident response protocol that we've got in place nationally that's been drafted by a really good operator down in Victoria by the name of Lisa Stevens, who's been the Jockey Assistance Program Counsellor for just on 15 years now. She has developed a critical incident response protocols, which we're extremely grateful all PRAs have adopted. They've moulded it to suit their own situation, but it's a really good guide document for all participants and all administrators when a critical incident tragedy occurs. But the key thing for us is an immediate feet on the ground. There's really not a lot in many instances that can be done other than to provide that reassurance, as do the PRAs, that there's support there for them. And that support doesn't simply sit at an immediate financial level, but it's more just a help in people beginning to get their head around the situation regarding, outcomes, care of participants, care of family in particular. So I think, if you said to me over the years that I've been involved, what's the key thing is to have a presence there and let people know that while they're going through this grieving process, that, there is support there,
there is
for
support.
Them and reassure them that it's ongoing.
Yeah, understand. I know Racing New South Wales sent out Paddy Webster there shortly after, and I think that's the biggest thing, that they've got assistance if they need it. It's a time of, obviously, tragedy within them that it's just happened, a day at the races that you just don't expect, and you've just got to be there, haven't you, to assist them. And we wish the whole family, I know there's representatives from Racing New South Wales, and I know Des, the Jockeys Association is, and obviously Darren's mates as jockeys are all going to be there at the Tamworth Jockey Club this afternoon at 1 o'clock.
And I know Jason Boldwell, Mel's father's made the trip down overnight with Mel's partner, Jack McGrath, and Jack's was very close friend of Darren's. So, it'll be a real coming together of industry and participants and friends and family to pay absolutely the most possible love and respect to someone who was a magnificent contributor to our sport.
Yeah, our thoughts are with everyone with the funeral at the Tamworth Jockey Club. It begins at 1 o'clock this afternoon of Darren Jones, or known as Jonesy. Mate, just the Toowoomba. We were on air last Saturday week when this was unfolding, and the track manager actually made reference to it, and the story got worse as the next few days. Bring us up to date with the two riders who are now paraplegics. These injuries were suffered in track work.
They were, Andrew, on the same day that of Darren's passing. Wade Classam and Ben Saunders in an incredibly bizarre situation at around 4:30 a.m. at track work at Toowoomba. Ben's horse unfortunately broke down and fell. Wade, who was working a horse with Ben, also his horse fell as a result, and both riders suffered close to identical injuries with really severe spinal cord injuries that is going to render them both paraplegics. I was actually with them yesterday at the Princess Alexandra Hospital in Brisbane, and it was an extraordinary experience to see them together, to see them in what I could only describe as the most positive of spirits that you could imagine. Ben's and Wade's thoughts actually were with Darren's family. Yeah. And, it was. They've got a long, long road ahead. They're not Ben's 51, Wade's about 43. So, you know, they've got a long life ahead. Mm. And I think I just hope our industry can make that as good as it can possibly be. You know, both have children. Obviously, Ben's are a little bit older. But it was a pretty surreal experience spending a couple of hours yesterday with Pam O'Neill from the Queensland Jockeys Association with them. And we just wish them well in their road ahead.
No doubt about that. And we urge people, often asked, what's the National Jockeys Trust do? Well, this is what it does. It supports these families. And please go to the webpage of the National Jockeys Trust. Get on there and Google and support them, support the trust. And this is what where the money goes to help these families. Ben and Wade woke up that morning to go and ride what they do in riding track work. And there they are. They're now both paraplegic. It's just unbelievable. Des, thank you for your time this morning. It needed to be spoken about, and we wish, as I say, all the best to everybody that's going out to Darren's funeral today at Tamworth. Thanks a lot, Des.
Thank you, Andrew.
Des O'Keefe there from the CEO of the Australian Jockeys Association.